Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Do you have a favorite article of clothing? Something that you just absolutely love? Well, I certainly do. And mine was this t-shirt that I got in high school. And it was from The Onion. And The Onion is still alive and around today, but it's been overtaken by outlets like the Babylon Bee. So it's these satirical, hilarious producers of memes and lots of other stuff. But anyway, and apparently t-shirts. So the shirt was just a plain white t-shirt, and in black letters it said, "Your favorite band sucks." And I remember seeing it, I'm like, oh my gosh, that is just a perfect shirt, because it just punches people right in the nose. It hits them where it hurts, because we all have our preferences. We all have our thoughts and our beliefs and our deeply held, emotionally powerful beliefs about our favorite teams, our favorite kind of food, place to vacation, music, artists, our favorite no, nobody has a favorite politician. I take that one back. But you get the idea. We have favorites. And with music, I think that one, because music connects us we connect to music. It connects us to other people. It connects us to the artist. It connects time and experiences. Your first kiss, your first whatever, you probably can remember music around that. It takes us back into time. It's an escape. It's a release. It is amazing. Music is this amazing thing. Same thing goes for art. If you love paintings or sculptures, or you love the theater, you love whatever it might be, you love going to concerts, you like creating, you like watching, you like talking about it, discussing it. It's an amazing thing. It is such an important part of our lives. It gives us color. It gives us enjoyment. It gives us so many different things. So, obviously, your favorite band is near and dear to your heart. And again, just to revisit this again, nobody likes politicians. One of the funny things about music, and one of the funny things about getting older, which is something that I'm doing, I don't know if you've experienced this or not, getting older. One of the things for me is that I've started really enjoying terrible music. Yeah. I'm 47 years old, and my kids have gotten me, whether I like it or not, probably the same for you, into this K-pop Demon Hunters. And I tell you what, the music's great. Super fun. It's fun music. I've seen bits and pieces of the movie. I'm sure that that's great too. But doesn't stop there. I'm into the Backstreet Boys. I'm into Britney Spears. I love it. It's fun. Now, if my high school self could see me today, he would be beside himself. Be like, what in the F is this a-hole doing? What's going on here? What are you doing? What are you listening to? Not only listening to, but like jamming out to it in the car. I don't listen to it anywhere other than the car, I don't think. I'm not throwing Britney Spears on my headphones and just listening while I'm sitting down somewhere. Not that far. Maybe one day. Let's not rule that out. But that guy in high school, this high school version of me who was raised on Bruce Springsteen and Alice in Chains, graduated high school in 97, you know? And just like you, if you graduated high school in 67, 77, 87, 2007, you probably believe that your music is awesome. And I think that it was. I think that it was. But I certainly wasn't listening to Britney Spears, Britney frickin' Spears back then. But here we are. You know, I'm not gonna fight against what I want to listen to. I'm not gonna apologize. Well, I might apologize for some of it. I'm gonna not apologize, certainly, when I'm picking my kids up at school and I'm just blasting that music. Because that's essentially just a different version of me wearing a shirt that says your favorite band sucks. It's just mildly aggressive, and I'm a fairly aggressive person, so you get the idea. That's really not what I wanted to talk about. It sort of is. But what I want to talk about is what makes art art? What makes art art? What makes good music good? And then I'm interested in mapping that onto artificial intelligence, because I think that that is an important thing for each of us to think about. At least that's what we're going to be talking about, thinking about today. So why is it that some art feels thin, where other art feels really deep and weighty and substantial? And that missing dimension is the breath behind it, but it's also that depth. It's the weight and it's the reach. So when we say that a piece of music or film has all of the elements, we mean that it's well-produced, it's catchy, it utilizes familiar patterns, it has that instant appeal, it's got a great hook or something like that, and then it's technically competent. But competence is not the same as consequence. And what we often feel is missing, especially in pop music, is a vertical dimension of meaning. Pop has a lot of width, but often lacks weight. So here's a good way to kind of break it down. And we could think about these four different dimensions. You could think about it as an axis or however you want to think about it. Number one is the craft, the surface quality of it. Is this thing well made? The production of it, the melody, the structure, the technique. Pop music dominates here because it's engineered for pleasure and for ease. Super easy to consume, fun to consume. It's like, you know, bubblegum kind of a deal. The second is breadth. So it's the cultural or the emotional range that is driving this piece of music. How much of the human experience does this song touch? Does it speak just to the moment, or does it touch our childhood? Is it grappling with loss and hope and despair, triumph, longing, and identity? You know, like The Boss. So breadth is the horizontal sweep of humanity. And a lot of pop music trades breath for immediacy. Now, I'm not necessarily placing value on one or the other, but I certainly am. If you can do all of it, that's better. But like I've just been saying, as I still enjoy pop music more today than I ever have. Number three is depth. So your philosophical resonance. How far down does this thing go? Does this song go? Is it revealing something? Is it revelatory? Something true? Does it confront humanity, culture, the human condition? And does it wrestle with meaning of any kind? So depth is the vertical descent into what is true. Pop doesn't normally do that. It just kind of skims. Again, okay. And then number four is reach. So it's endurance and it's universality. So will this song matter 20 years from now? Will this song matter 200 years from now? Great art travels through time and still speaks. Pop often evaporates the same month that it releases. You ever pop open a can of soda and leave it out for a little bit? That's kind of like pop. So reach is the forward and backward in time dimension. So pop music has one dimension in abundance and three in scarcity. Pop is masterful at craft, hooks, production, accessibility. See boy bands. See K-pop demon hunters. Right? That's how it goes. But breath, it's typically very narrow in emotional range. It doesn't have a lot of depth. It's minimal intention beyond entertainment. And it's disposable sort of by design, because they always need to produce more pop music. So we don't want one song to be the only one that anybody ever listens to. We want to keep churning out more of these hits, which is great because it's more entertainment. Maybe we are at the sort of peak of content, but you get the idea. You see where there's value and why pop exists. It's great. So it's why something like K-pop Demon Hunter soundtrack can dominate the charts while still feeling pretty thin. It has the architecture of music. It has the shine of art, but it doesn't have the weight. It is a beautifully wrapped gift box, but inside you're just going to find tissue paper. So why this matters? Why does any of this matter? And I think that you could talk about it from the context or the idea that our culture confuses stimulation with significance. And not everything that is loud is necessarily deep. So breadth and depth require struggle, honesty, contemplation, risk, all things that modern mass market creation kind of optimizes against. So the charts reward what feels good right now, not what will mean or be significant down the road or later. So this is why you can happily and joyfully listen to Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. You can get into Johnny Cash covering Nine Inch Nails' Hurt. You can obviously listen to Beethoven's Seventh and feel that something has just changed inside of you. I don't know that listening to Your Idol by K-pop Demon Hunters, that's right, is going to rearrange anything inside of me, but it sure does. It's so much fun to sing with my kids. So that pop hit, that Your Idol by K-pop Demon Hunters or whoever it is that, you know, made it.
El family ya se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I don't even know who made it. It gives you that 3-minute dopamine message. Boom, boom, boom. It's awesome. But then disappear forever. Which is fine. That's okay. So, the elements of enduring art. Craft. How well is it made? Breath. How much the human experience does it embrace? Depth, how honestly does it reveal truth if it does it all? And then reach, how far beyond the moment does it matter? Pop is high craft, low breath, low depth, low reach. Great art is high craft, high depth, high breath, high reach. That's what we're talking about. So let's see if I can wrap this up and then we'll move on to AI. That pop is the sugar rush of culture. It's delicious, it's addictive, and it is gone in a blink. Great art is the meal that keeps feeding you decades later. So there you go. So how does that framework map onto artificial intelligence? How does it do that? Same kind of dimension that we worked on with art. Let's map that onto artificial intelligence. When it comes to craft, AI is already elite. It excels at craft because craft is pattern, music theory, cinematography, plot structure. It's mathematical. AI can already compose harmonically correct symphonies, mimic the editing rhythm of Marvel or Scorsese, write songs indistinguishable from top 40. In fact, I'm pretty sure that the K-pop Demon Hunter songs are on top of the charts. So it can generate images with perfect color, balance, and composition. It's a virtuoso. AI is an absolute virtuoso. It's a master mimic, a savant of pattern reproduction, which in a lot of ways is what pop music is. So this is why AI art can be impressive, but still feels a little bit hollow. So craft isn't the problem, if you want to think about it as a problem. From a breath standpoint, it's B-R-E-A-D-T-H, breath. AI simulated that, but it doesn't have lived breath. Real breath requires lived experience. It requires heartbreak and aging and loss and longing and hope and physical embodiment and social embeddedness and culture and time. And AI certainly has access to representations of those things, but not the things themselves. It could sketch out the outline of human experience, but only humans really feel the weight and gravity of it. AI knows what grief looks like in text, but obviously it's never suffered real loss. AI knows what love sounds like in poetry, but AI has never held somebody who really needed it. And so breath is intellectual. It's not experiential. That's what AI is doing. It's creating an intellectual version of it, not an actual experiential. It's the difference between reading a recipe and actually eating the food. When we're talking about depth with AI, I think AI lacks one essential ingredient, which is the interiority of it. It requires, depth requires consciousness, awareness, anguish, desire, moral struggle, and self-reflection. So it comes from the inner world, and AI doesn't have that. AI doesn't fear death. AI doesn't wrestle with guilt, doesn't dream, doesn't feel the passing of time. It doesn't rise or fall. It does not fail and try again. So that's pretty key. So death is generated from a soul in friction with the world. AI has a frictionless existence. Therefore, AI can be clever and stunning and beautiful, but rarely really consequential. It cannot yet tell the truth about being human because it's not. It can reproduce depth, but it cannot discover it. And then the final area, number four, is reach. And AI may last forever, but that's not the same thing as mattering forever. Human art endures because it speaks across centuries. AI art persists because it's stored. So it's very different, obviously. And reach comes from spiritual resonance and cultural transformation and emotional imprint, meaning that outlasts its maker. AI doesn't have a maker in the traditional sense. No personal stake, no lived condition. While AI can produce and is and will produce infinite quantity, reach is about quality that survives the erosion and the passing of time. So AI will flood the world, but human work will continue to pierce that world. So here's the twist with all of it, that pop art was already optimized for craft over depth, and AI can and will dominate that field. It's going to smash it. Because pop rewards catchiness, pattern repetition, accessibility, speed, good enough, emotional resonance. That's what AI is. But AI struggles where art becomes confessional, high risk, costly, or transformational. Pop is an equation. Art is in ways a sacrifice. AI solves equation, only human sacrifice. So only that which has been lived can be transformed into art, and AI can tell you the truth with great accuracy, but only a human can tell you the truth with great cost. So there's a dividing line right there. Humans bleed into their work. AI calculates it. Humans transform pain into beauty. AI transforms patterns into output. Humans create with risk. AI creates with none. AI can imitate our songs, but only humans can mean them. And yes, AI will flood the world with a massive amount of content, but meaning still has to be mined from the human heart. Hope for the future? Maybe. But it's all going to come down to choice, and it's going to come down to what we value. And just have an understanding that it's all good. It's all okay. But I commented, I made sort of a wisecrack about not necessarily making a value statement or judgment. But I 100% will now that I believe that music, because let's stick to music, that's created by a human being, that's actually conceived of and written it and goes out and performs it. And so we can experience that in multiple different ways, is of greater value and greater contribution than a pop song manufactured in a lab, and certainly an AI song manufactured by a computer, algorithm, whatever AI is. So I'm excited about more wonderful pop music getting created by more wonderful musicians like Britney, Backstreet Boys, and Huntrix, and whatever the other bands are, and K-pop Demon Hunters, and all these bands that I have no idea that will be coming, or maybe they're already here. As always, do your part by doing your best.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save